Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi. Okay, we're recording. Thank you again for the call. First of all, I wanted to ask you about public safety today in the city. What is anything being ramped up today? Any additional patrols? What are you out there looking for? What is the police department doing to assure or reassure New Yorkers about their public safety?
It is so important at this time, when you have a shooting of this magnitude, you know that it shakes the core of New Yorkers. And so we have to have two approaches. One is to have a very visible presence with our crisis response teams to make sure that they are there and really reassure New Yorkers of that visible omnipresence of the uniform. But then there are also parts of our public safety apparatus that you won't see. Some of our video surveillance, some of our undercover and plainclothes officers, and we're going to be at those high tourist shopping areas to make sure that we give the proper protection and assurance to New Yorkers that this is the safest big city in America, even when you have a crime of this magnitude.
Now, I know that the police department is consistently speaking with corporate entities here. You know, we're the business capital of the world. What do you think is going to change as a result of this? And obviously, you know, what happened with Luigi Mangione, who was targeting, you know, a corporate chairman, United Healthcare. What goes into these conversations, and what should corporate entities be thinking about right now?
Well, for the last 3.5 years, we have been meeting with our corporate security heads at a roundtable each month to go over new tactics, best practices. And we saw the result of that in the shooting yesterday. In the shooting yesterday, we saw a series of things that Rudin's management put in place that allow a safety practices such as active shooting drills. They had a safe room that was a bathroom that with a bulletproof door that could secure someone inside. They put in place drills, and because we have sat down and communicated with our corporate leaders, we're seeing a great result when it comes down to public safety.
All right. Now, I understand the detectives are heading to Las Vegas. What do you want to determine out there? What are you looking for? What other information about the shooter do you want to find out?
Well, there are two teams that are going for two purposes. One, a team is going to conduct a search warrant of his premises. And the second, a team is going to look at the two firearms that were recovered to get a history on those firearms. How were they purchased? Were they legally allowed to be carried? And so both teams are going for a specific purpose to put every piece of this puzzle together on to determine exactly what happened.
And as far as the weapons are concerned, the man has a mental health history. Why is it so difficult? My understanding is there is no national database that can sort of link up mental health history with the, gun permits. What's the issue with that?
And that is what advocates and so many people in the law enforcement community, that is what we have been calling for, mayors across the country. We believe that some form of access should be given to law enforcement and those who are selling guns to determine if a person is on a list. You don't have to give their diagnosis, but just if they're on a no-sale list so that we can prevent incidents like this from taking place.
Now, do you believe he acted alone in this instance?
At this time, all evidence is pointing to the fact that he was a lone shooter. There is no additional information at this time that would give us any reason to believe that he had an accomplice. And we believe that when he took his own life, that terminated the threat and the violence that we saw in the building.
And as far as motive, we're hearing a little more about this letter or this note that he had in his pocket. What are you able to determine from what he stated in there for the reasons for carrying this out?
He indicated the terminology CTE, which is a brain injury that is known for those who play contact sports. And he is indicating that that was the reason for this incident. But we're going to do a thorough investigation to determine, is that his actual note? Did someone write it for him? All of this is part of a thorough investigation. We don't want to give any rush to the decision on what actually happened here. Although he took his life, the investigation is still going to go ahead to determine exactly what happened.
Right. And so you're not clear if this was something personal that he wrote himself or this is some sort of manifesto on bigger issues.
Yes, we're not sure of that. And we don't want to be premature in our investigation. These are well-trained investigators, and we will not leave any stone unturned to determine what happened here. And we're going to continue to evaluate with our corporate partners to ensure, as a learning experience, on what else we can do to ensure our buildings are safe. They've done a great job. I really want to commend Arunan Management for the procedures they put in place, and we want to continue to evaluate those procedures.
All right. And finally, Mr. Mayor, as a former police captain, I'm sure this cuts very close to you. Just your feelings and your thoughts about Officer Islam, the fact that he was out there, paid detail, day off in what would have been considered a safe spot, a safe location, a good assignment, as somebody had said to me, that was a choice assignment. Just the tragedy and the irony of that.
Well, it's a constant reminder that there is no routine day for a law enforcement officer when he or she wears a uniform. Every day brings another set of challenges, and the vigilance that is associated with protecting the public continuously is something that is a constant reminder, and our hearts really go out to the family, his colleagues, and the people of the city who lost their loved ones, the civilians who were lost as well. But there is no routine day for a member of the New York City first responders.
Great. All right. I'm going to stop recording.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.